Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, if you were going to leave Virginia and move to another state, which one would you choose?
Oh, that's easy, Jim. I'd move to Texas. Denton, Texas.
All right, Patrick, it's spring.
Yeah, happy spring, Jim.
Happy spring.
And to everyone out there, yeah.
You like to start spring at March 1st.
I do. I like to keep things organized and, you know, definitely on that 3-month cycle of seasons.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And I think especially where we live here in Northern Virginia, that's about right. March 1st is...
Yeah, it's pretty close.
It's kind of feeling like spring.
Yeah, and we got some decent winter this year, so... Some actual snow.
Yeah, we did. We got
cold weather. Yeah,
we got quite a bit of snow for this area, at least lately. So, okay, so spring is here. It's March now, which means then we look back at new music that was released in February.
Yep.
And you're gonna have a couple of picks today, and I'll have a couple picks tomorrow, and then next week we'll get into the intern picks and the listener picks. All right.
Yeah. Totally.
And just because it's a short month, February doesn't mean there wasn't a lot of music. It actually kind of really picks up in February.
It did. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff out there. Yep.
Okay. All right. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And what are you going to kick us off with today?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll start off serious and then I'll get wacky. But I wanted to point people in the direction of this record. Many people may already know about it. And I know that Nick Cave is extremely popular amongst our community. And so maybe, you know, some of the listeners might be choosing this one as well. But his longtime collaborator, Warren Ellis, who is a multi-instrumentalist, and I mainly know him as a violinist. And he was in a band called The Dirty Three, who put out some amazing records in the 90s on the Touch and Go label in America. And all instrumental, a trio, drums, guitar, and violin. And if you want something beautiful, haunting, and swirling, and all this kind of really, really neat music, go find those Dirty Three records and play those. Following that, he began collaborating with Nick Cave, and they did a lot of soundtrack work for movies. And this is the first one they've done, I believe, that is not... directly tied to some movie project or film, I believe. Now, I could be wrong about that. But this was done during the pandemic, and it was kind of their pandemic album. And Warren Ellis has certainly played with the Bad Seeds and played on a lot of the Nick Cave solo records and all those things over the past 20 years. But this is just the two of them doing something that's kind of a combination between what you might hear on a Nick Cave record or a Bad Seeds record and what you might hear on a film soundtrack. And they've done some really cool film soundtracks. So look up some of their work. There's a movie they did that stars Guy Pearce, and it was an Australian film, and it's so scary and haunting, that movie. And I can't think of the name of it, but I'll try. It's just a unforgettable movie. I'll try to think of it. But this is a gorgeous record. It's called Carnage. It starts out right off by putting you in a song called Hand of God. And from there, it just takes you deep down into it. And it's one of those things where you really want to concentrate on it. It's not one of those, at least for me, one of those multitasking things. It's almost one of those, let's lay down, turn everything off, put the headphones on in the dark or some candles and really kind of get into it. And why don't we hear a little bit of the music? We'll hear a song here from the middle of the record called Albuquerque, which when I first saw it, I was like, oh, please let this be a Neil Young cover. But it's almost as good. It's a beautiful original song. And let's pick it up, Jim, if you don't mind, around the 150 mark, because there's a long, slow piano and string buildup. But this is when it really kicks in, right around the 2-minute mark.
Okay.
Time to see.
Yeah, so there you go. It's beautiful, beautiful music, and it's kind of like this throughout the whole thing. It's almost like, you know, walking out on an icy morning when the, you know, the, like each little branch has been coated with ice or something. You know, it's one of those crystallizing, beautiful, beautiful moments. So I would definitely recommend this record. I mean, anything this man puts his hand to, right, is going to be great. So two things I do want to note also, Jim, about Nick Cave. One, that movie I referenced, I looked it up while we were listening to that song. It's called The Proposition. And it stars Guy Pearce, Emily Watson, and John Hurt, among others. And Nick Cave actually wrote the screenplay as well.
Oh, wow.
As doing the music with Warren Ellis. So you can imagine what the film might be like. It's set at a time when there was a lot of lawlessness, and it's pretty intense. And so I definitely check it out. But you know, not a lighthearted romp by any means. And I also just discovered, for those of you who like to read music books, that the first volume of a planned two or three volume autobiography of Nick Cave by the noted writer Mark Mordue just came out at the end of the year. I didn't realize it, but I have ordered my copy. I didn't realize it until I was reading a review of this album. It's called Boy on Fire, The Young Nick Cave, and it charts his time growing up in Australia and his journey from Australia to London and Britain with the Birthday Party, and how crazy and feared that band was when they first got to London. Everybody gave them a wide, wide berth because they truly thought that they were literally, in many cases, an incarnation of evil. They were that wild at the beginning. So I'm very much looking forward to reading this book. So three things there if you're a Nick Cave fan that you can chew on if you haven't heard that. But that's the new record, The Carnage, or Carnage, I believe.
Wow.
So
there's a certain grandeur to that music,
yeah,
I think,
right? That's a great way to put it. Yeah. That is a perfect word. Yeah. And it just, for somebody like Nick Cave who's gone through so much in his life, you know, all these things he's experienced from, you know, from being in bands and growing up in Australia to being where he is now, he's a master artist. He really is. He's just like a, you know, one of the old Renaissance painters at this point, like Rembrandt.
Yeah.
So it's kind of amazing. We should appreciate that.
It's a good way to put it.
Yeah, while he's doing it. So. Yeah.
Okay, great.
There it is. Now, for something absolutely, completely ridiculous and stupid and the complete opposite of Nick Cave, I discovered this band called the Holophonics. And weirdly enough, there must be something in the water in Denton, Texas, Jim, because you people who listen to this podcast know I've always been a longtime fan of this band from Denton, Texas called Brave Combo. And they're a polka band and world music kind of band. But this band, the Holophonics, is also from Denton, Texas, and they play ska music. And they put out a 16-album series of covers called Mass Ska Raid. So it's the M-A and they got the S-K-A in capital letters to focus that they're going to be doing ska covers of this. And it covers everything. You know, it's like totally nuts. You know, I think they did one on like Jimmy Eat World, and you know, they've done all kinds of different ones, but they just put out in February the very last volume of it, and it is volume 16, and it covers the soundtrack of a video game called Banjo-Kazooie. And I don't know about you, Jim, I mean, our kids are, you know, my kids are a little bit older than yours, but you know, like when we were growing up, they played video games all the time, and it was like I never paid attention to it. You know, it's like it was just something they did, and it had like very, you know, very minimal impact on me of like, oh, that'll keep them occupied for a while, or is, let me look at this video game to make sure it's not too violent, or, you know,
right,
let me check this out. And Banjo-Kazooie, I guess, for these two, you know, it was like I don't know, is he a rat, or I'm not sure what he is, a female bird, I guess, a bird and a bear. I'm sorry, Banjo and Kazooie.
Okay.
But to this day, my kids listen to video game music. Like, they will, you know, because they played it so much, whether it's Animal Crossing or, you know, people actually make video game music now. So this is a bizarre combination of ska and video game. So they're covering a video game soundtrack. And if that has any interest to you whatsoever, just give a little bit of this a listen. But let's play a little bit of it now. I can't tell you if it's a good cover or a bad cover because I'd never heard the original. But I just think it's so silly that I like it a lot.
Okay, here we go.
There you go. Did that seem faithful to the original?
I don't know.
Me neither.
I'm not familiar with it, but sure. I mean, it sounded like something in one of the video games. I guess I don't really. What is this game? What did you say it is? Banjo
Kazooie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really familiar with that one. Although,
I guess it was came out in '98 on Nintendo. Is it
98. Okay. All right. Is it one of those, like, what they call platform game, kind of like Mario, where you go from like point A to point B and
that's it?
Mm-hmm. Go through things. Okay. Then, yeah, they all have sort of like a soundtrack, you know,
that's
those
right.
kinds of games to, like, just kind of keep your senses going throughout the whole thing, right?
Yeah. And it was something that you could play on the Game Boy, too. And those were big for our kids. They all had their Game Boys and different versions of it, you know, and they enjoyed that. So I just thought it was super silly. And looking at some of their other cover albums, I haven't listened to it, but they did do a Jimmy Eat World cover album. They did a Maroon 5 cover album. Although I do want to definitely check out Volume 11, Awesome 80s, featuring Iran, Rebel Yell, Africa, Never Gonna Give You Up, Wind Beneath My Wings, Heat of the Moment, and Don't You Forget About Me. So, you know, that's got to be good. So there it is. The Holophonics and Nick Cave, folks. Couldn't be more... more disparate on this February new music picks.
Sorry, I'm just looking through here. It looks like they've done some video game covers before. I'm looking at one EP from 2017 where they have like Pokemon theme and something from, Donkey Kong Country. I used to play
Donkey
that.
Donkey Kong, there you go. Mm-hmm. Did you ever play any video games at all? Because I never really, really did.
This is a topic for another time, but I'm kind of a retro video games, Atari through Super Nintendo, like that era.
Okay,
That's big for me.
That's big for me.
And
I did not know that.
I still have a very keen interest in those, like basically late 70s through early 90s.
Oh, okay, neat.
Video
that's very
game
neat.
Era, yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't bring it up a lot.
I didn't mean to out
it's,
you.
So. It's not something you go to like a... You know, a cocktail party. It's
right.
not exactly the kind of thing you want to bring up with, decent folk. But anyway, Banjo-Kazooie, that's probably a little bit outside of that
a little bit
era
later.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little bit later on. So
got it.
Let's move on. I have a couple picks I'll do tomorrow.
Okay.
And you already did one cover, but we can do another one for the play out here.
Sure.
So I'm going to do, since you did something kind of silly, let's keep that. Trend going here for the playout. So we'll get to that in a moment. All right. Good stuff here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And let's leave you with an instrumental cover by the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. This is a group on, I think they are on Coal Mine Records. Yep, they are. And they have a cover here of Careless Whisper. Oh, let's do that. All right.
An instrumental version.
That's right. Okay. And with that, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Stay away from, watch out for Denton, Texas.